There you are.
Hey, Good and Bad Podcast Show. What up, Jackie?
Hey, what's up?
Yo, you've been on a roll the last couple weeks with your inspirational videos.
Please do explain.
Yo, you know your videos where you just be like, you know, oh, it's a beautiful day today. Be happy. Hey, it's Friday. Music's playing. Or, you know, you've been kind of like using, you know, the Facebook, you know, stories, Instagram stories as your daily, yeah, inspirational. Jumping again.
It holds me in a way accountable, right? And then it's funny because, and I think that many people can relate to this, right? Because we're all humans. I mean, we're some more fucked up than others, but at the end of the day, we all are humans. And then one day I'm like, yo, we gonna do this. We got this. 2 days later, I'm in a fucking ambulance. Like, yo, I'm having a panic attack. Like, what's going on? Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is real life is what I'm saying. And True. And the way that I get through every day is to change the way I think. Because if I stay stuck on the negative or whatever, we won't be able to survive. We have to replace a negative thought with a positive one. That's what I try to do. So those videos for me are like therapy in a way.
That's what's up.
Talking shit on the gram or wherever it is. It's called therapy.
So let me ask you, how have you been, you know, managing, like, you know, your anxieties or like your panic attacks?
Do you know the first thing that I had to do was understand that I was what was happening, right? Like, you're like, okay, I normally act or react this certain way. I'm not reacting how I usually react, so something's not right. Then you're able to recognize and you're like, am I physically sick? Maybe not, but some things, you know. So it was more emotional, and I had to that. And the one of the ways that I that is a lot of self talk. I talk and I call my friends, and you're one of them. And I'm like, yo, I'm hearing my thoughts, like, what's going on? So recognizing is number one, and then doing something about it. You know what I mean? And not being a victim of your circumstance of what's happening. Yes, leave yourself enough room to deal and feel, but don't stay there.
Hey, yeah, definitely. That's the most important part, because I remember I read something and then I was like, yo, let me send this to Jackie. I was like, yo, she could probably like learn from it. And I think I'm pretty sure it was something like about managing your panic attacks, am I right? And then you said to me like it was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I you have to always, and especially obviously the source where it's coming from, you know, I'm like, okay, my boy Jeff, sorry. Send me this, and I'm like, I know not only that, you're a personal trainer. You got this. So you know the physical of what happens with the physical in a human, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I trust you in that. You see that, you deal with that. Everything could be worked through, as long as you're willing to, and I'm willing.
I'll tell you this, yo, a real good book to read. It just came out at the beginning of this month, and it's called The Unapologetic Guide to Black Mental Health.
Yo. I like that title. Like, yo, send that to me.
All right, I got you. That's a real good book. Because that's all I've been doing during the quarantine is just like reading books.
That sounds like a great title. And let's just go right in, because you know what we need to talk about right now in this podcast is gonna take a lot of time. And I'm like, yo, it's 5 minutes in, and we just talk a lot of.
I was just about real to shit. Say, yeah, so I was just about to say, yo, you know, Jackie hit me up and she was like, yo, let's do a podcast. Yo, I got something to talk about. So I guess the floor is all yours. Let's get it.
I know you got a good bounce game on, so I know you'll back me up. So, but the conversation that I wanted to have was this, because I was doing actually a TikTok. My name is J Star, J-S-T-A-R 1418. If you want to follow me, I just started, but hey, you know, follow me. Anyways, so I was doing a TikTok and it was just funny. And it came to my mind because like sometimes I think things and it just comes out. But when it came out, it was like, it came out with passion, because I feel like we're so always focused on, and men, it's rare that men express how they feel, what they're going through, right? That's a battle of his own.
Very true.
Let's talk about the fact that, like, let's say even during a breakup, it's always like, for women, you know, spend time for yourself, work on yourself, get to know yourself, love yourself, whatever. What do you tell a man? Like, live it up, do it up, whatever. I think that, you know, the same message that comes across for a woman, where it's like, love yourself, heal from that, learn from the toxic that your ex was, your whatever, if it's a female or a male, you were dealing with toxic drama and toxic bullshit. Yeah. So that you're able, and we always telling women, heal so that you're able to be a good woman to the next man, right? I've heard that. I still hear that. But we also need to say this to are men, because men deal with toxic humans and women or whatever the heck it is. So it's a universal message. And this is why I was like, let's do this podcast so that men can hear. And even from a female's perspective, like, you know, it's not normal. Everybody's not toxic or, you know, deal things the same, right? So the same way that I would tell a woman, work on yourself, know yourself, I want to tell the man out there, you know, work on yourself, know yourself, so that you don't end up in the same situation.
That's true. That's, you know what, that's so true. And the reason why I say that, because of course I'm going to give you another book reference. Right now I'm reading a book called The Unspoken Feelings of a Gentleman, and it's by this Haitian author. I love the book so much. You know what I mean? Like, I've read that book and I literally feel like that book was, like, put it this way, I feel like he wrote that book for me, but then I also feel like, did I write this book? You know what I'm saying? And yeah, one of the things that he says in there is men don't like to either show emotion, or they don't like to, you know, talk about, you know, their feelings. And he basically gets into it, like, you know, why that, you know, how he grew up that way, why it's bad. You know what I mean? People want to know, they just got to go read the book. But that was something that I battled with for years. It was always, I remember, like, you know, in high school and, you know, growing up, I get into these relationships. And a lot of the times, you know, the girls / women would say to me, like, yo, you know, this ain't working. And I'm like, what did I do? And they're like, yo, you're closed off, Jeff. Like, you don't show no emotion. You never talk about how you feel. You know, I was like the type, we get into a fight or an argument, I'd be, you know, so we would argue right then and there. I'd go home, hit you up the next day, and act like nothing ever happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So,
and, you know, I tend to still have, you know, still have little traces of that. You know what I mean? I've gotten better, but that was my way of, you know, of dealing with things. You know what I mean? And
right.
And I don't know. I just always looked at it like, hey, you know what? As long, if we just, in my mind, this is just me, I was just thinking, like, if I just act like, you know, let it go and get over it, it should be good. Like, what's the problem?
And here's okay, so for a woman like myself, right? And I'm not, I don't say, although you know, the real Jackie, the one who talk a lot of shit, I'll be like, you know, I'm rare, I'm just the last pearl in the sea and all that shit. I will talk that shit, but that's bullshit. That's shit talk. But I know that I'm not talking just for myself when I say, like, men need that healing, like that special attention. And there's women, right, like myself, who have been past that either like fighting all the time, the toxic, anything that you could label toxic, I'm over that. I'm not gonna lie to you and tell you that I won't sit and have a conversation with you. It could go many ways, but it will never go violent, because once you go violent, it's like you really got to check yourself, you know? Yeah. What I mean, but I can have a conversation and wherever it goes. But what I mean is, in some men don't know how to have that, because all they've had is either another woman. And I am focusing this podcast on men. That's intentional, because we don't usually do that. We always tend to focus on women, and even if we generalize it, we lean more towards women.
True.
There's women out there who are not on that bullshit. You know what I mean? Who are past that bullshit? Who are passive? I can tell you, I am one of them. I'm passive. I'm in a place, even in a romantic, no, when it comes to a romantic relationship and any type of relationship, very much of like, yeah, sometimes there's, you don't know how you're going to handle that situation. But I think that I rather have communication rather than altercation or arguments first. Like, can we talk about how and why we're here yelling?
True.
You know what I mean?
True. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's something I learned late in life. You know what I mean? Real late in mm-hmm. life. That right there was something that I learned real late in life. And obviously, you know, like you were saying in the beginning of this, is the healing. I never learned how to heal. You know what I mean? I would get into these relationships. They would last... I'd have relationships that last anywhere from like a month, 3, 6, a year, 2 years, 3 years. But the point is, I would get out of it and I would hop, you know, into another relationship. And, mm-hmm. you know, and I would never heal from them. A lot of them, you know, some were toxic, some ended on, you know, bad note. But the point is, I never healed. And because mm-hmm. of the fact that I never healed, I left a trail of what I say. I tend to say like, yo, Jeff, you're a serial killer. You know what I mean? The reason why I say that is because I would leave a trail of dead bodies behind me. And, you know, metaphorically speaking, I was basically saying like, yo, you know what? Like, you hurt all these women, you know what I mean? Along the way, because you did not heal.
And people don't take time for that, man. But yo, and that's a serious, actually, I don't want to put the perception of that it's just a take time thing, like, oh, you know what, this whole month I'm going to heal. It just doesn't happen like that, because healing, if you say I'm in a journey of healing, and then you're going to go and you're going to heal, right? Cuz that particular wound is going to heal, but then other ones open up, and the point is that you're continuously evolving and growing.
That's true.
And going through shit. But there's stuff that you have to overcome. And going back to the point being that men as men need to take that time and self-analyze and really reflect on who the partner is that they see in front of them. And, you know, instead of saying these hoes ain't loyal or all bitches are the same, you know what I mean? Like, you know, work on you so that you attract what you're looking for.
That's so true on that part right there. You know,
you do.
That's something that needs to be highlighted right there. You know what I mean? Is like you said, you do attract what you, I'm like what you put out, or however you want to say it. You know what yep. I mean? But definitely, men don't do that. You're right. You know what I mean? Men don't heal. They're, you know, we're more of the type like, you know, we're with one woman, it doesn't work out. Ah, whatever. Fuck it. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can get another one.
Yeah.
But us getting another one, what does that resolve? What does that solve?
And the funny thing is that there's, and you also have to look at things for, we're constantly, and this is why, like, I have so many guy friends, because I could see, I don't know how men are biologically, how they function biologically, but by social skills or interaction, I can say, you know what, men are pretty practical, right? But they're pretty practical, but they keep, it's like, and not all men, not everybody's the same, but most men, you guys keep putting things like in the back burner. Then it becomes, and it builds up, and it just becomes a trauma, right? And then you just, and then these people that this such thing happens to, they act in such ways, different ways. But it's because of trauma. We constantly have to work on healing our own trauma. Black men, white men, whatever the fuck it is, Latinos, everyone, we all have to work on our trauma. That's a responsibility that we have for ourselves, and that's a responsibility that we have for the next person we meet, or the person that we are in a relationship with, or whatever. It's a responsibility. Add that shit to one of the responsibility. How about that?
Now, when you say trauma, define or let us know, like, the type of trauma you're talking about.
Yo, there's so many, man. And I can't tell you, is this child, this when you were a child and this happened, or this trauma in this, because it all comes together currently.
True.
You know what I mean? It all comes together, and it becomes like trauma doesn't happen just from one to the next to like, you know, it happens like one to the next to the next to the next, and unless you deal with it and treat it, it won't go away. But in the topic that we're in, when it comes to relationship, you know what I mean, like, I encourage men so they don't deal with the same, you know, even if you're dealing with a woman, right, like, for example, who has kids, who had a past relationship, who has a baby daddy. Because that's so common nowadays. And that's not something to be shocked about. I, in particular, am a mom of four. You know what I mean? Like, I'm 38 and my kids are older. And I could date. I am dateable. Like, you just gotta meet me, you know what I'm saying? But anyways. but what I'm saying with what I'm saying with that is, like, you know, this could happen, but you also have to analyze that person in whole, like everything about that person. And don't, if you see the same patterns within that person to what you're used to, like, don't go for the same shit. I mean, it's easier said than done, but
that is, I was just about to say that is easier said than done.
You know, but you know what? I know what I don't want. And there's certain things that I'm willing to, like, compromise. You know what I mean? But don't let that thing that you do compromise for be that thing that will cost you your happiness forever.
Hey, yep. That's the key right there. You know what I mean? And the other point that I wanted to, you know, bring up, going off what you were saying about the healing. So the other thing that us men need to learn is there's really no time limit to the healing. And I learned that firsthand because, you know, the last relationship, you know, that, well, not the last, but there was, I was in a relationship for 4 years. And, you know, when I was in it for 4 years, I thought I was head over heels in love. I thought this is the woman I was going to get engaged to. I thought this is the woman that I was going to marry. I literally was like, damn, Jeff, like, you finally did it. I mean, it took you till you got into, you know, your 30s, but you finally found that one. And then obviously it did not end up that way.
Right.
So I remember when that relationship ended after 4 years, At first, I was just like, yo, you know what? I'm not getting into any more relationships. I was like, fuck that. Like, I had already said, because, you know, I was in my mid-30s. So I had already said to myself, like, yo, the next, if this relationship doesn't work, then there's no hope. There's no hope for me. You know what I mean? I'm not getting into another one. I'm just gonna hoe around. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm just gonna be a male thought. So for the first year and a half, there was no dating. You know what I mean? And there was no like messing around, because all I did was work so much and I traveled. I was traveling like state to state. You know what I mean? I even traveled to like some other countries just for work.
Right.
After about a year and a half, then I started, you know, getting back into dating. At this point, I'm thinking to myself like, oh man, you know what? I'm good. Man, it's been a year and a half. I haven't dated. I haven't been like sleeping with chicks. I'm good. So like, I'm ready to get back into it. Little did I know, you know what I mean? It wasn't that I healed. It was just more of, I worked so much that all I did was just like, it stayed hidden. I masked it. Because when I got on the dating apps, and obviously I got overwhelmed, because you know how that is. Like, you get on these dating apps and then, you know, the women or the men, they see a fresh face and they start, you know, flooding your inbox. And you know me, I was just like, yo, damn, like, I don't know how this feels like. I was in a relationship for 4 years, and then for a year and a half, it was nothing. So getting all these women hitting me up, going out on all these dates, doing me, I was just like, yo, I'm living that bachelor life.
Right.
But what ended up happening is just basically me reverting back to my old ways. I hadn't healed. So I was sort of on some like, yo, I'm not taking no chicks bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So like, mm-hmm. The littlest fight, the littlest argument that would like happen, I'd be like, yo, shorty, beat it. I ain't fucking with you. You know what I mean? There's 29 more of you that's in line right now. Keep it fucking moving. You know what I mean? I would get rid of one, move on to the next, but that's, now I'm back to leaving trails of, you know, dead bodies.
That's it.
And that was just me. I was like, yo, Jeff, you never healed, bro. You know what I mean? You never healed. All you did was you put it, like you said, I put it to the back burner.
It sucks, because, and that's another message to women too. Like, okay, men do this, you know, because they don't confront themselves, the man in the mirror, a lot of the times. I don't want to say that it never happens, but a lot of the times it doesn't happen, right? So then us women, we're dealing with this type of men, right? But then you check yourself, right? So you Jeff, you know what really caused me to change, you know, the way I saw or see the dating scene and just like relationship in general, is to look within myself. And when I told you earlier, check yourself so that you're able to manifest what you want, that shit is so real. Like, once you start aligning yourself with what you want, you'll start walking in different paths. And in that path that you start walking, that means that those same people within that path are kind of seeking the same thing, or sort of in some way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you have completely changed your way of your walk. So then you attract different type of energy and different type of people. I can't. Okay. So I came from a lot of drama in my past relationship, in my past marriage, a lot of drama and a lot of negative shit. And I'm in my head and in my mind, I want to see everything that's the opposite of that. And once I see traces of that, I don't fuck with it. You know why? Because it triggers me. And then it'll trigger me in a bad energy. And I don't want that. I don't need that. And that's part of my healing. So you have to recognize your triggers, and you have to recognize what makes you heal. You know what I mean? So that you seek more of that.
Yep. That's true. Yeah, you know what? And that's exactly what I did. That's exactly how I learned to heal. I literally had to sit back and say to myself, all right, like, what is it that pisses you off so easily? You know what mm-hmm. I mean? What is it? Yeah. What is it that triggers your anger to where you just say like, yo, fuck them. You know what I mean? And then you just like you know, you just cut them off and then you move on to the next. How is that even healthy?
Realize your triggers.
So I realized the triggers, and one of the things that I was like, all right, this is the most important, was the communication. You know what I mean? I needed to learn mm-hmm. to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so that's something that I'm real big on now. It's like, yo, listen, yeah. communication. If I do mm-hmm. something that upsets you or bothers you, let's talk about it. You know what I mean? Let's talk about it, but we got to talk about it maturely. Let's mm-hmm. not act like we're in high school. You know what I mean? Don't get other people involved. This has
don't
to
be clapping. Out.
Yeah. No, don't put our hands like, yo, listen, this. You know what I mean? Like, would you act like this? If you were at work, I look at it like exactly. this. If you were at work and your boss did something, or somebody at work did something to you, and you know, hey, I'm not trying to lose this job, would you be so quick to be confrontational? You know what I mean?
Nope. You put that Jackie from the, you know, from the block all the way to the back.
Yep.
You know what I mean? you're able to bring your A game. Jeff, when you say that, like, that's how I was able to even, like, separate people in life, in real life, like, especially at work, right? I'm like, wait, little bitch, I see you acting like this when this person comes around. Oh, so you know how to act. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I see you, bro. Because I'm a supervisor in my shit, and there's levels. Of course, there's someone above me. So I'm like, oh, it's all human stuff and how do you become better as a human and whole. And that's why I love that you open. At first, I was like, but I see where you were going with it when you open with the message of my videos. And it's like, yo, if I could leave something, right, like a legacy that me, Jackie, as a human leaves, is just a message of just being yourself. What does being yourself mean? Be real. That inner voice, you know, that we all have, listen to it, not only that, analyze it, work with it, but be real. Be real to yourself. Be real to the world. Recognize when you are fucking up, or even recognize when that other person is not good for you, and are able to walk away. But yo, life is short. And if it's something that we learned through this, Jeff, and I know you know this, like through this whole quarantine shit or this virus shit, is that life is short. And let's try to be as happy as we can. Like, enough trauma, enough trying to deal or heal from shit. Yes, that's there. But let's be happy in a way. That's why I do those stupid ass videos, because it makes me happy.
You know, the way I look at it is, it's like, you know, I mean, I don't look at them as stupid ass videos. I actually, there are times that I actually look forward to them, because I'm saying, like, I literally say to myself, you know, I'll wake up, you know what I mean, and I'll go and check, and I'll say to myself, like, what goofy shit is Jackie gonna do today? That's gonna have me laughing. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm looking at these videos, when I'm looking at your videos and shit, I'm just like, I laughing first thing in the morning. Yo, that's the best way to get your day going.
For real, man. For real. And like I told you in the beginning too, there's days that I'm like, yo, yes, we got this. We're gonna work out on this Friday. Oh, it's Wednesday. We got this. And then this day that is like, yo, motherfuckers, I just almost died because I was in my feelings and I was depressed. And I those feelings do come up and they're real. But guess what? I didn't stay there because I'm back and it's Friday. Let's go. That's what my videos are about. So,
yeah, no, your videos, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? I thoroughly enjoy your video. There was one that I did that I was dying. And obviously, this is, you know, this is an inside joke between you and I. It was the one where you started the video off and you go, oh, my boo is calling. And you ended the video. And I'm just like, I was dying. I'm like, only me and Jackie. I'm like, only me and Jackie is gonna know what that's about.
But listen, you saw how much I was laughing because I had to come back and actually explain. I'm like, hold on a second. Yep. I'm like, don't think your girl's gone soft on you. You know, I gotta check myself. Or I got too excited on the video and the show, so I had to come back.
Yo, no, that's no dope though. But anyways, though, that's something that everybody needs to learn from you. It didn't, you know, in all honesty, because the only thing that I ever really see on social media, you know, is people will pour their feelings and their emotions out on social media because they're going through a breakup, they're going through, you know, something negative in, you know, in their life. And I always say, like, yo, instead of pouring out your emotions and your feelings, having people say to themselves, like, oh, this motherfucker's broken, or this chick is going through that, why don't you just, yo, replace that with something positive? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You don't really ever see that. You always see, you know, when you always see it, you always see it afterwards. You see it to where they'll post all their, you know, all the negativity or all the, you know, what they're going through. And then after a certain amount of time, when they feel like they've gotten over it, then they start posting all the positives. And it's like, no, why don't you start off posting the positives to begin with?
You let me tell you something. I went to this training or workshop, whatever the fuck it was. I just went to sign. And from work. And shout out to my boss, because if you're hearing that, I did learn a lot. But my point is, this dude opened up with saying this. The majority of the time, people don't give a fuck what you gotta say, nope. What you're going through. Nope. They just don't give a fuck. So the first, and I will say minute, because I could grab your attention for a minute. The first minute, actually, I could do it for more, but because I learned to. But if you got a person's attention for the first few minutes, you've accomplished something. Do you know what I mean? Because the majority of the people, they don't give a fuck. And it's not even in a negative, bad, mean way. It's just the way it is.
That's
so the truth. Make it count.
The truth. Yeah, I heard it here first. You know what I mean? That's I heard it here first from Jackie, yo. That's the truth. But yo, you know what though? I'm so happy to, like, you know what I mean, to see, you know what I mean, to definitely see you like that. Because, you know, there was, you know, what was it, last month? When we had our conversation, where I was just like, yo, Jackie, yo, you didn't hit me up. Like, I've been trying to hit you up. Where you at? And then I finally, you told me, like, yo, this happened to me. I ended up in the hospital, blah, blah, blah. I got worried. I definitely did. Mm-hmm. I got worried. I go, man, with everything going on right now, like, you know what I mean? This isn't the time for, you know, for her to be going through that. And then I also looked at it like, yo, I know Jackie. You know what I mean? Like, that ain't. Yo, she's a strong woman, so whatever she's going through, gotta be serious.
We all, you know, like, okay, so I dealt with the gas crisis. This was in Lawrence. I don't know if you remember when
I remember that
shit was just exploding and shit.
Yeah,
and that for not the whole. Okay, so this was something that we dealt with within, right, like within our community. Now this is something that we're dealing with like worldwide. But when I dealt with that within our community, it was a little bit easier to manage because I knew that I had to go right into action. Like, it's like, you don't have nothing to think about. Let's just go, right? And yeah. This, you kind of have to, like, well, because it's such a delicate situation. And this is where, and we're going to end it short, like, as, you know, after right after this, because I want, if one thing I want people to take is, men, please seek some healing. Check the bitch that you're going to fucking keep on going forward with. Check her. Like, not check her in a sense of, like, check her, but check her background. Like, all of that. Is it going to match up to what you want? You know what I mean? Did you get enough time to heal and all that stuff? And then when it comes to this whole pandemic that we're going through or this whole situation, be able to deal. Like, this is totally different. Like, this is a different, this is like, this is not only affects me, it affects someone that I come in contact with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That, you know, that if that person cannot take it the way I take it, they die.
Yep. learn to, they got to learn, you know, like, they got to learn how to ask the correct questions, especially if, like, you know, you meet a woman, you're interested, you go out on a date, learn to ask the right questions to get the most important answers that, you know, you need. That will definitely tell you everything about that person. And, you know, it'll teach you about their background and if they've healed from mm-hmm. the last relationship they was in and where they are mentally.
Mm-hmm. But if you focus on your own healing, most importantly, you'll be able to see that from afar.
True.
It's like, I don't even like to use the whole red flag, because there's red flags everywhere. If you stop to look at them all the time, then you're going to notice them, right? So you just got to focus on the most important one, because we all got red flags.
Yeah. Like, you know what? And that's, you know, that's something else I'm glad you brought up, because I hate hearing that bullshit. I honestly do. That shit gets on my mm-hmm. nerves. Whenever I hear women say that, like, oh, red flags, that's a red flag, it's a red flag. And I'm just like, yo, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, yo, you're going to constantly see red flags. Like, we all have red flags, you know what I mean? And some of it is just like, yo, that's just the way it is. But like you said yourself, Jackie, the most important ones.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Not the little minuscule ones that you're like, yo, you know what, that could be fixed or that could be worked on. You got to look at the ones that, like, yo, this is serious. This is one of those things that could potentially hurt me mentally, emotionally, physically, verbally. You know what I mean? And then
we're all fucked up. We're all fucked up.
You know what I mean? Like, ain't no such thing as perfect, and there's no such thing as normal. Normal is a setting on a washing machine. Let's be real.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know what I'm saying? So, definitely agree with you with all that. And you're right to aim it towards men, because it really is, you know, it really is men, especially from this book I'm reading. It just made me, like, really open up my mind to be like, damn, you know what I mean? Like, that's exactly how I grew up. So now I see mm-hmm. where I got all this from. But, you know, like I said to people, since we are going to end this, check out the book, The Unapologetic Guide to Black Mental Health. I'll send that to you, Jackie. So, you know what book, it's definitely worth it. And mm-hmm. The Unspoken Feelings of a Gentleman. You know what I mean? There's a part one and a part two to that book. I'm telling you, read those books and it'll change your life.
Ya tu sabe.
That's my favorite word, my Dominican word. Ya tu sabe.
Yeah. So on some real shit, we out. But you know, whatever we talked about continues to live on, and it is all truth, man. I mean, at least our truth.
It definitely is. You know what I mean? Last thing for y'all, for people who don't know, me and Jackie, we have our weekly therapy sessions. You know what I mean? So we're going to start having our therapy sessions on the podcast. But anyways, hey, Jackie, have a good night. You know what I mean? Too. Yo, keep being happy and keep doing those videos.
Oh, I'm going to keep them. I'm getting creative with them.
Yeah, word up. As a matter of fact, normally I wouldn't do this, but I was just like, all right, let me try it. I'm going to download the TikTok app, and I'm going to follow you on it.
That's why I didn't judge you when you said it the first time. Yo, let me get off this podcast, because I'm about to start talking shit. Yo, I don't need to hear me.
Save it for the next time. Save it for the next podcast. Save it for the next podcast.
Yo, I got you. Don't worry.
The Good and Bad Podcast Show signing out. Have a good